I do mean the 1980s, the decade when we went from this to this, and where we replaced this kind of thing. In short, a decade of absolute football revolution, and cliches aside, one of triumph and tragedy. Plus, there were some seriously, seriously great games played. Oh, not just saying, prove it. Well, that's exactly what we're going to do.
When two sides go to war, one is all that you can score. Go to war. When two sides go to war, one is all that you can score. Working for the flag.
In the early 1980s, English football success in Europe knew no limits. Tragically, at the same time, English football fans knew no laws. Whilst off the field, the battle lines were drawn and crossed, a generation of media stars were stirring, with England captains and managers entering the ratings war. So, summer of 1980, let me bring you up to speed. Margaret Thatcher's at number 10, we have the England fans have just rioted at the European Championships, and as unemployment tops 2 million, it does seem as if the only people working on Merseyside are footballers. Liverpool had dominated the 70s with 5 championships, including the last 2 seasons. But now the champions were out to regain their European crown for England, with a spearhead of 3 Scots.
Just depend on whatever team are we. Is it, do you want to play football with us, or do you want to fight us? Because, you know, either way, we'll match it.